Jason Anderson is the president of the committee for the Peace Country Classic Ag Show that is coming up next weekend in Grand Prairie. He joins us on the line today. Jason, thank you very much for joining us. How goes final preparations for the Classic Ag Show coming up?
Really well. Everything is on track, just like always, and we're looking forward to another great show.
What are some of the popular attractions that happen during the event?
Well, we have, over the last few years, the Bids from Kids has always been a hit. That's an opportunity for young children to bring a food bank donation in exchange for fun money to actual live auction on toys and such that have been donated by our vendors. The other real fun thing that happens over in the horse barns is on Fridays and Saturdays is the deuce delivery, duck cutting. So it's just like cutting steers, but they do it on stick horses and cut ducks. So that's pretty exciting.
Sounds like it is a heck of a lot of fun, that's for sure. Lots of stuff to do for the kids, lots of stuff, of course, to see for the adults. What are some of the presentations that are being done at this year's show?
There isn't so much for, there'll be some odd personal invite meetings that vendors have rented the rooms, but we've kind of went away from our general meetings. We found that they just weren't well enough attended, so, and makes it a little difficult that way. So it's more just a trade show. Over in the horse barns, though, they are doing more of a clinic-based learning this year with / classroom learning and some in the arena clinics with equine first aid and build your own rope halters and such. So that's where our big focus on the learning events are this year.
How good of a chance is this to get out and network with some of the meetings, but just a chance to say hi to everyone with the trade show since they're getting out of cabin fever at this time?
It's usually the best time, right? We're pushing spring, and, you know, it's amazing that you walk down the aisles and you spend more time visiting with your neighbors that you haven't seen in quite a while than you do shopping for the newest and greatest, right? So it's pretty awesome.
How much of a popular event is this, not only for just Grand Prairie itself, but for the surrounding areas and possibly for the entire Peace region as well?
Well, it really is one of the largest, and the besides Falaire with their biannual, which is again this year, it's great. We get folks from the Peace Country of BC that come over, you know, to look at livestock, to the kids that are participating in the livestock show, where they can bring their 4-H steers or heifers to actually show them off. That's a big thing on the Saturday. So it really does bring quite a large area together.
How true is that, especially with some of the, maybe some of the newest technology that might be presented for the agriculture industry?
Well, yeah, and, you know, that's the focus of some of the vendors, of course, is to, you got to get that new stuff out there and get the chatter on it and see if we can get it happening, right? It's the agriculture industry is forever evolving, and, well, this is a great chance to show it off.
Jason, the Peace Country Classic Ag Show coming up next weekend at Exhibition Park in Grand Prairie. I ask, how optimistic are you for a good show and a good turnout?
Well, it looks like our weather's going to be fantastic. We've fought 40 below in the past, but I think this is going to be a great one again. And we're sure looking forward to seeing lots of friendly and familiar faces, that's for sure.
Jason Anderson is the president of the committee for the Peace Country Classic Ag Show in Grand Prairie. Jason, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Keith.